Welcome to New Life Assembly of God's Media Ministry. We are glad that you are here. We believe the Word of God is relevant and life-changing, and hope that you will be blessed by this message.
Thank you. change with our past. We'll change with our resentment. We'll change with the hurt. We'll change with the anger. And we'll change with the fear. It will impact all of our relationships, whether we realize it or not. And it will even hinder our relationship with God, closing our hearts and shutting out the love, the joy, and the peace that God desires to give to each of us. And it will result in suffering in our lives that we often don't even connect to the fact that we have suffering. This is a point that Jesus made in response to a question from one of his disciples, Peter, about how often should we forgive a person? We all have that question, right? How often do you forgive this person once? How often do you forgive them twice? How often should I forgive? Because we only put up this wall of defense to keep ourselves from being hurt, right?
Yeah.
So Peter asked the question that we probably all want to get the answer to. How often should I forgive? And Jesus' answer to this very important question comes in the form of a parable. The parable of the unmerciful servant. Read with me, if you will, Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Kind of like the pastor's talk, but we have asked this whole way, all right? The scripture says that Peter came to them and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? No, not 7 times, Jesus replied, but 70 times. 7. Therefore, he said, that's been illustrated. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king. Of course, the king represents God. To a king who decided to bring his accounts up to date with his servants who borrowed money from him. In the process, one of his debtors was brought to him who owed him millions of dollars. This is a contemporary version of the New Living Translation, where it says millions of dollars. He wouldn't pay. So his master ordered that he goes over along with his wife, his children, and everything he owned. So the man fell down before his master and begged him, please, be patient with me, and I will pay it all. And then his master was filled with pity for him, and he released him, and he forgave him again. He didn't even require him to pay back, he forgave him. Isn't that incredible?
Mm-hmm.
But when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few thousand dollars. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded 2 weeks of payment. His fellow servant fell down before him and said, for a little more time, be patient with me, he said, I will pay it. But his creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and put in prison until the debt could be paid him. Verse 31, when some of the other servants saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told him everything that had happened. And the king called this man who had forgiven and said, you evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you? And then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. Now listen to this, verse 35. That's what my Heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from the heart. Let me read that one more time. That's what my Heavenly Father will do to you
if you
refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from the heart. Right there is the biggest motivation to forgive.
Amen.
Okay? Let it out. This starts with what I said with Peter's question, how many times should we forgive? How many times should you forgive your co-worker that gossip about you and stabbed you in the back? How many times should you forgive your spouse who lied to you? How many times should you forgive that friend who has borrowed money over and over again and never paid it back? How many times did your brother or sister in Christ offend you and you forgive them? Those are questions we ask, right? And we all tend to set a limit if they do it one more time. And if I draw the line. Don't we do that? We tend to set our limit, and in our mind, once that limit is reached,
that's it.
Now, what we need to understand is that the rabbis, Jesus' day, they taught was being very generous to God when he said this the seventh time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, Father, be on the seventh time.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus
proposed this a seemingly impossible moment.
Mm-hmm.
That would be not out of heaven. This actually means that we should keep track of
what
we have
in
our book.
Yeah.
It didn't mean that we're
actually
closing the account. It just means keep on giving. So, we're not going to give up to me until that person hits.
Every time
you want to talk, okay, that's it.
That's
it. No, it's a paper of speech, right? I'm like, I'm going to say, I've been to that show 1,000 times. Should make us desire immediately and continually to forgive everyone of every hurt, every time. The first principle we can teach is we forgive those who need to forgive.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I need to forgive them every
single day. Amen.
But none of us is perfect. Amen.
Amen.
Encourage your neighbor and say, we need to forgive them.
Other neighbor.
Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. People may hurt us, but we have hurt God so much.
Oh, man. That's helpful.
The best motivation to forgive is because we have been forgiven.
Amen.
Just look at the story you just told. Do you remember this man who owed the king millions? And the king ordered that he and the wife and children were all to be sold into slavery in order to pay the debt. And even that would not be enough to pay off the millions he owed. But the man who fell to the ground on his knees and he pleaded before the king, please have mercy upon me, be patient with me, and I will pay it all. Now, the original agreement says they were owed 1,000 talents of gold. And based on an average person's salary given that day, it would have taken 20 years to earn 1 talent. And we owe 10,000 talents. That means it would have taken approximately 200,000 years. That's really enough. The point is, if he owed that debt so much, then he would never be able to repay it. It represents the massive debt of sin that we have all incurred before a holy God. A debt that we could never, ever pay. But Jesus paid that debt on the cross, and because of Jesus, God has had mercy on us and forgiven us. So this man was my mercy. Have mercy on me. Just give me a little bit more time. I don't care. I was the master knew there was no way he could pay that. But you know what? He had mercy on him. He wiped it away. That's what God is doing for us. In Jesus' story, after having received the incredible blessing of that he was forgiven, the guy immediately goes out and he finds a fellow servant. Exactly what he had done before the king. Right? he was forgiven a million. The fact is that we hurt each other, and sometimes we do it to each other. But from here to the end, we are hurt a lot. From here to the end, we are hurt a lot. What all of us have done to us, we all do the same thing.
I'm going to go to the next one. You get a car.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you are blessed by this message, would you consider giving a gift to help support our ministry? You can text any amount to 954-516-1522. Thank you so much, and we hope you will join us again. God bless you.